Cecile McLaurin-Salvant has been called the successor to Ella Fitzgerald and Betty Carter. At just 28 years old, she's won an array of awards and honors, including a Grammy for Best Jazz Vocal Album. Tom Vitale reports on her newest album.
The songs on Cecile McLaurin-Salvant's latest album, Dreams and Daggers, range from a 1968 show tune from Funny Girl.
If a girl isn't pretty like a Miss Atlantic City, all she gets in life is pity and a pat.
To a 1928 Down Home Blues by Bessie Smith.
Loving is the thing I crave. For your love, I'd be your slave. You've got to give me some. Yes! Give me some. Can't you hear me pleading? You've got to give me some.
I am so excited that there is so much in American music. There's so many different styles and vibes and situations, and I love that.
Cecile McLaurin-Salvant grew up in Miami, the daughter of a Haitian doctor and a French mother. As a girl, she was trained in classical voice. After high school, she spent a year at a conservatory in the south of France, where she began to study jazz.
Early on, I started becoming really, really interested in these voices in jazz that were coming more from the tradition of blues and folk music, where it doesn't really matter how pristine and agile the voice is, as long as there's a story being conveyed.
Sam Jones left his lawful wife just to step around. Came back home about a year.
Her blues are blue, her swing swings. She has vast, almost operatic range. She has emotional range. A singer who can do all that is really in the category of a master, I think.
Jazz journalist Fred Kaplan profiled Cecile McLaurin-Salvant in The New Yorker earlier this year. He says Salvant digs into a lyric like an actress.
She finds things in the lyric that other jazz singers kind of glide by. I mean, Mad About the Boy, if you just looked at the lyrics, you think this is really a song written by a crazy person, or at least sung, narrated by a crazy person. And she gets into that, you know, that it's a mad song.
If I could employ some kind of magic that would finally destroy this love that pains me and enchains me, but I can't because I'm mad about the boy.
Cecile McLaurin-Salvant digs into the meaning of old songs from a modern perspective. She sings a Josephine Baker song in French, Si j'étais blanche, if I were white, in which the singer asks, must I be white to please you better?
You know, this is a song that is almost 100 years old. Does it still have some kind of relevance today?
Moi, si j'étais blanche, sachez que mon bonheur qui près de vous s'épanche garderait sa couleur. Au soleil, c'est par l'extérieur que l'on se dort. Moi, c'est la flamme de mon cœur qui me colore.
When I heard that song, my first reaction was, this is hilarious. And this is so bold. And I felt that before, you know, wanting to be white. I know what that feels like growing up. And you have Barbie dolls. and you watch a TV show, you watch a movie, and you want to be the blonde princess, and you're not.
Selvant may not be the blonde princess, but she has enjoyed a fairy tale career, nothing but rave reviews and accolades, and she's only 28 years old.
A great frustration is, of course, that there are not enough people my age in the audience. There are not enough black people in the audience. Not that I have any problem with any other demographic, but, you know, that's something that I see and feel. I don't see people like me a lot in my audience.
Cecile McLaurin-Selvant says she's trying to figure out a way to come up with an even broader range of songs to draw them in.
To make things more inclusive and to make things more diverse, that would be the wonderful next step.
For NPR News, I'm Tom Vitale in New York.